This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. Now, I gotta tell you, I had some dental work today and I'm talking funny. I'm going to try to overcome that, okay? Certain words, it's a little hard. Now, with that, I'll say that my producer tonight is one that's outstanding in his field, none other than Kenny.
Good evening, Pastor. I hope your mouth's okay.
It sounds like I've got a lisp or something. It's a little hard to speak. I had dental work done, and they had to leave this contraption in my mouth, and it's a little hard to... Well, we'll get by.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be all right.
All right, here live in the studio with me, I have also Aaron Gunnias.
Hello, Pastor.
There you go. And so we're going to... Are you ready for class, fellas?
Absolutely. I'm ready.
Okay. The title of the message was, By Mercy and Truth, Iniquity is Purged. And we're going to start like we did last night. I tell you what we'll do. I'll let you do one, Ken, and then Aaron do one. Well, what I'm going to do is read these verse by verse, and then I'll let you guys tell me what you think it means, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now, you got a bit of an advantage because you went through this.
we'll see what I remember.
Yeah. The preparations were in the 16th Proverbs, 16th Proverb of David. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So, Wills, what do you think? What do you remember what that means?
Wasn't that a... whatever we decide doesn't really matter?
No, it's our plans belong to us, and what words that we should speak are given us of God by in God's word here.
That's right, from the Bible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the preparations to the heart is in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord, right here in his word. And then all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Aaron, what do you think that means?
Well, it could mean several things. What's most important is, as a believer, the path we choose should be consistent with God's word. As far as, in the context of this verse, the Lord weighing the spirits means. Is that a reference to your motives?
Well, he's telling you here it's much easier to see the faults of others than it is to acknowledge our own shortcomings. But God sees things for what they are. It's like the Lord Jesus himself, he had to raise himself from the dead before his own brothers would believe in him. He grew up. But he said that a prophet is never accepted by his own. And when you grow up with your siblings, it's very easy to see the faults of siblings than it is yourself or other people that you work with.
And that had to be frustrating for his brothers, though, to not see any faults. You know, they might have perceived some, but he was perfect. So,
can you imagine hearing? Why can't you be more like your older brother? Why can't you be more like your older brother, on everything?
Oh, that had to be rough.
Yeah. Verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. What is the one thing God asks? From Genesis to Revelation, the one thing he demands more than any other thing.
Obedience.
Right. So he's talking about in obedience to God, in works. Okay, so in that, our understanding of God will be what? Established. That's what he means here. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. And then, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Oh, that's a good one. What do you think that means, Aaron?
Well, God is the creator of all things, not just the creation, but of mankind, both the good and evil. And he will use wicked people like we just experienced here in America, an administration to potentially chastise a nation for allowing sin, and God, that's why my heart's so lightened today by praise God that we have a good leader back, and We have an opportunity to restore biblical morality, and that purge all the wickedness and restore law and order consistent with God's word.
Well, Joe Biden is a very, very wicked man. I mean, we had an extremely wicked man leave office today, but what that verse means there, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Now, let me read that again, right? The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. So what he's telling you, that there is even a purpose in ordaining a day of judgment for which the wicked were made, thereby eliciting yet greater love and thanksgiving in the hearts of the redeemed. In other words, when we see what happens to those that reject God, when we see what they have, and you know, we see this, we know what's coming to those on the left today, And then we realize that God chose us before the foundations of the earth, of the world, that God looked upon our hearts, and he chose us to be redeemed. And so when we see how the wicked are going to end up, it gives us a greater love and gives us greater thanksgiving in the hearts of, in our own hearts. That's what he's talking about. Verse 5, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not go unpunished. What do you think, Kenny?
Well, there's nothing to be proud of, because you can't do anything on your own anyways without the help of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And though through hand and joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished, just because people around you think that it's okay, don't worry about it, you can do that, you know, doesn't, and if it contradicts the Bible, it's, you're still going to be punished for it. Just because everyone else is okay with it doesn't mean that God is.
God doesn't go along with the majority rule or that popular opinion poll, does he?
No, he doesn't change his mind either.
No, he doesn't. So here he's saying that everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination. So when we start believing that we own all the blessings that we have been given, in other words, sometimes, you know, people that are, say, very healthy, you know, they kind of pride themselves in, you know, how healthy I am, or people that are, let's say, very intelligent or whatever, and they start saying, well, and they take credit for this. Well, you know, I did this, and, you know, how many times have you heard the saying, a self-made man?
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as a self-made man. Did you know of anyone who ever made themselves?
No.
No, uh-uh. Okay. And so when you start thinking about that, none of us could have chose our parents. None of us could have chose our gender. Nowadays, it'll be a lot easier to do that because there's only two. Trump said that's going to be the new law, federal, of the government, that there's only, we're going back to two genders again.
Isn't that crazy that we have to do that?
Sanity is being restored. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's amazing. But anyhow, you know, next thing you know, they'll be pulling the Tampax machines out of the boys' bathrooms.
Oh, no.
Yes. But it's amazing.
Unbelievable.
You know, if you'd have told me that 20 years ago, I'd said, get out of here. You know, where are you coming from, right?
If you'd have told me that 10 years ago, I would have said, get out of here.
But, I mean, look, well, even 10 years ago, everybody knew what a woman was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, today, it's only conservatives. The Democrats don't know what a woman is, you know. Even women don't know what a woman is on that side, on the left. But, I mean, that is lunacy, but we're going to get to that as we keep going through here. So, he goes on to say, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So, what do you think, right, Aaron? By mercy and truth,
iniquity is purged. So I think that has something to do with, in relationship to spiritual cleansing, knowing that God is merciful for forgiving our sins, and then the truth that cleanses purges is his word. So it's by repentance and obedience, and then because God is so loving, that once you're his child, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
All right. Well, now mercy is coming to the aid of those that need aid, and not punishing those that have flaws. That, you know, we had a little meeting in the church yesterday, And, you know, we talked about, you know, this. Sometimes, you know, people have flaws that they can't help, you see. Their conditions, and especially people that have issues that are mental issues, are much harder to tolerate at times than people that have physical issues, okay? Most all the time they're much harder to tolerate. I gave an example of a young man yesterday in church where he would, even though he was an adult, and right now today he's in his 50s, but back then, a few years back, even in his 30s, he had the mentality of a 10-11-year-old, okay? And he, to see a man acting like a child and doing things for, he would take any kind of attention. Negative attention was better than no attention, okay? As long as he had some attention. And, oh, I'm going to tell you, he was a fellow that was very, very hard to tolerate. And sometimes I got to tell you, you feel like just strangling the guy, but because he would do things that would really cause problems. But then you had to keep realizing. Well, in fact, he got himself in trouble because he was just trying to be friends with young girls. And I'm talking about girls that are 12, 13 years old. Mm. And their daddies came to me because they obviously recognized he got a problem. And I explained to him, you know, his mentality is the same as your daughter's here. And it's not like, you know, he's an adult male, I mean, physically, but not mentally. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very hard. So
Those are tough waters to navigate.
Yeah, yeah. It was really a hard thing to do to navigate with him. So that's what he's saying. Mercy is coming to the aid of those in need and not punishing those for flaws they can't help themselves to overcome. Now, we all hate to be disrespected, okay? And I know that I know I hate to be disrespected, but to not fear or reverence God is to be disrespecting to God, and that would not go unpunished, and that's what it says here.
What's the beginning of wisdom, Pastor?
The fear of God.
The fear of the Lord.
The fear of the Lord. So, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So not to fear God is to disrespect him, huh? Mm-hmm. And then, number 7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. We saw that on a major, major way today, okay? Unlike anything I've ever seen, okay? We've seen...
Saw Kamala and Jill hug each other.
Yeah, well, yeah, but here, now, they sat there today. We saw something to take place. We saw comeuppance take place today. We saw those people. We'll get to that a little later. But here, I'm talking more like the people that were there here, standing behind Trump at the inauguration. You had Jeff Bezos there. You had Mark Zuckerberg there. You had Bill Gates there. You had Senator Fetterman there. Mike Pence and him. And, you know, he's been going around bad-mouthing Trump, but he was there. But then sitting right, you know, just, you know, 5-6 feet away from where Trump was standing, you had Joe Biden who vowed that Trump would never be able to run. He was going to put him away. He was going to get him. He was going to use his lawfare. And all these people that did everything they could, they attacked Trump in every way that they possibly could, okay? And here now, they sat there, and he went over what happened, all the things that they had done, trying to him and his family, and he totally humiliated them. I mean, they were totally, totally humiliated right there.
Yeah, he pretty much roasted them, and they had to sit there and take it.
Yeah, and did you see Hillary's face?
I tried not to.
Yeah, well, that was the look on her face was like one of condemnation, but I can't believe, because I know that Slick Willie was, when he was on that View, he was saying that Hillary should be pardoned, okay? Now, what Trump did is
Biden.
Biden pardoned
Fauci.
Anthony Fauci. He pardoned
Cheney.
Liz Cheney. He pardoned
Milley.
Mark Milley. No. He pardoned that, what's your name? The crybaby. The guy that did all the crying. Kinzinger, yeah. Adam Kinzinger. And then, just 10 minutes before noon, he pardoned his entire 10 family members, okay? The entire crime family, okay? But he pardoned the entire J6 committee. Those people, every one of them, should go to jail. Every one of them,
So I heard that if you take a pardon, you're accepting guilt, but they can also be taken to court for civil charges, like Fauci can. Is that correct?
That's correct. But not only that, but now that they've been the pardon, if they accepted the pardon, then they no longer have
the Fifth Amendment protection.
The Fifth Amendment, right, for any future things, anything that happens in the future, they cannot use the Fifth Amendment because of that. Okay, and so.
And Fauci, by him taking that pardon, it's going to open the door for a ton of prosecutions of those under him.
Yeah. Well, then they could also be prosecuted and convicted on a state level as well. That's just federal.
Yeah, I know. But there, Fauci is genocide. Fauci is genocide. And you're right. You could go state, individual people could go after him. The others, Cheney, Kissinger, Mark Milley, that's treason. They committed treason. So did, and I know that all those J6ers, they're going to go after them. They're going to go after them, too, in their lawsuits. They should. I mean, everybody on that committee belongs in prison. Everybody. Okay. And we're going to, because that is not vengeance. That's justice. It's only justice. And if you don't deliver justice, then what are you going to do? Okay.
Well, then you're left with chaos.
Yep.
Well, justice, biblical justice, is on its way back.
Yep.
And it couldn't get here any sooner.
I'm going to stop right there because remember to the next one, verse 8. And do you remember what I did with verse 8 there, Kenny?
Better. Let's see. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without. I don't know. Refresh me.
I did my Reverend Ike.
Oh, that's right.
Impersonation.
Yes.
I can't do it. I'm with this with my mouth the way it is.
Oh.
I'm going to have to do something here. It'd be too hard to do it with them.
You made me laugh in church when you did it,
yeah,
Pastor.
Yeah, I did. So. I'll have to wait and do Reverend Ike tomorrow. We'll be back after this, I think.
All right. Meanwhile, 7:20 now here in New York City, and something that happened at midnight. A Fox News alert. The Department of Justice has released Special Counsel David Weiss's scathing report on Hunter Biden.
In it, Weiss defends his probe that found that the president's son made millions of dollars off his last name and political connections, then failed to pay his fair share of taxes.
Peter Doocy joins us live from the White House with the latest. Hey, Peter.
And a look at recent history. We remember that the heart of President Biden's pardon of his son was that he accused the special counsel, David Weiss, of singling Hunter Biden out. Now David Weiss is saying that the president was wrong to say that, a quote from last night's report, other presidents have pardoned family members, but in doing so, none have taken the occasion as an opportunity to malign the public servants at the Department of Justice based solely on false accusations. The biggest problem the special counsel Weiss has with Hunter is that he didn't pay $1.4 million in taxes over a five-year stretch. Weiss says those are not inconsequential tax violations and that Mr. Biden made his money by using his last name and connections to secure lucrative business opportunities such as a board seat at a Ukrainian industrial conglomerate, Burisma Holdings Limited, and a joint venture with individuals associated with a Chinese energy conglomerate. He negotiated and executed contracts and agreements that paid him millions of dollars for limited work. The Hunter legal team is pushing back. Late last night, they told us Mr. Weiss conveniently omits his proposal to resolve this investigation in 2023 with a pair of misdemeanors and a diverted gun charge recommended by career prosecutors. Mr. Weiss also fails to explain why he reneged on his own agreement, a reversal that came at the 11th hour in court as he and his office faced blistering attacks from Republicans and his then filing unprecedented charges for someone with no aggravated gun factors who had paid his taxes in full years before the charges were filed. President Biden came here to the White House almost 4 years to the day, promising to restore faith in institutions. Now this special counsel is saying that President Biden's actions have undermined faith in institutions. Back to you.
And Peter, nobody asked Joe Biden more about Hunter than you. And David Weiss went after Joe Biden saying, you know what, you made up a bunch of baseless allegations and suggestions about your son. What are you doing?
Yes, and the answer was always that Joe Biden didn't know anything about his son's overseas business dealings, but he's about to be retired, so it's possible they could have a new venture together.
Right. Good point. Father and son, Biden and Biden. All right. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Peter. Deucey and Deucey.
Thank you, Peter. Listen, I think it's time to open up the funnel. We're going to do this because everyone who watched that today are chomping at the bit to make a comment. That was, I've never seen a ceremony like that today, an inauguration ceremony. I've seen several of them, many of them, but not like today. This was far and above anything that I've seen. So let's open up the phone lines, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk. We already mentioned how the pardons. But today also, President Trump pardoned 1,500 J6ers. So praise the Lord for that. But anyhow.
Amen.
Anthony Fauci, Mark Milley, Lynn Cheney, Adam Kissinger, the entire board, these people committed high crimes. Okay, so if you have a comment on that, what about now, today? From now on, we're only going to have two genders. We're going back to the way it used to be, with just male and female. None of that.
Praise God.
None of that in between stuff out there. Trump says he's going to, him and his buddy out there, are going to send astronauts to the moon.
Or Mars.
To Mars. Yeah. So, I don't know. What do you think? That would take a while to get to Mars, wouldn't it?
I believe the shortest distance, if they line it up correctly, I believe it would be the shortest time period. It was 6 months, I thought I saw. But we do have Sherry on the line. She had a question about the pardons.
All right, very good. Hey, Sherry, you're in the air.
Hi, this is Sherry from Texas, and what a blessed day. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I was curious, and I can wait for the answer after we hang up, but I was curious if they can pardon, for example, Fauci, if he hasn't been indicted or charged with anything yet.
Yeah, they can. The president can have a, but what that is, a pardon actually is an admission of guilt. And so they're admitting that they committed a crime, and that's why they're accepting a pardon. And so, but there's got to be a ways in, out there, another way to come after these people because, you know, here, Milley committed high treason, and so did that Lynn Cheney. And, you know, all of the Biden crime family members, 10, I guess, all together, he pardoned. And many of them committed treason. And so...
What is Liz Cheney's list of offenses?
Well, first of all, she put out total disinformation about the president.
Tampering lying with the witness.
But she tampered with witnesses, the J6s. She got them to lie, okay?
Got them to lie, then they destroyed evidence.
Yep, they destroyed a lot of evidence, which is federal, you know, which is felonies, okay?
Right.
So that whole committee is guilty of conspiracy. So...
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for taking my call. I hope and pray that we go forward and we go, you know, with God, it will lead us in the right path.
Well, listen, let me ask you this. Are you glad we're back to only two genders?
Yes.
I mean...
No doubt. It's crazy. And these poor innocent children, you know, they're children.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, who would have ever thought it would come to this?
Right.
And so,
well, I hope and pray that is solved.
I do, too.
Thank you for taking my call, sweetheart. I appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you so much
for calling. God bless America. Thank you.
God bless America.
Yep. All right, folks. And also, what about astronauts at Mars? You like going everywhere. Would you, if you could? Would you go to Mars?
I mean, it'd have to be guaranteed as far as safety goes.
Well, how could you guarantee that? I mean, the thing you can't.
You can't guarantee going to the store.
Right.
Well, I mean, highly like 99-point-something percentile chance of not dying in space would be a. a requirement. So to answer your question, I probably not.
I would.
You would go to Mars?
I would. I grew up watching Star Wars and just loving the idea of space and exploration. And I would do it without a doubt. I would.
But how much farther?
But being away from everyone here for that long would probably be the hardest thing. I would want to take my family with me. You know, I wouldn't want to, because you're gone. You may never come back. You know, it might be a one-way trip. And if you do ever come back, it might be years before you could even get back.
Boy, I don't know if I would subject my family, would want my family to be, to take such a chance.
Get cooped up in a spacecraft with them that long?
Yeah, I mean, that would be, well, not just that, but what are you going to do when you get to Mars?
Yeah. When you're going to Mars, what happens if you hit an asteroid? You die, right?
Well.
So are you pretty knowledgeable about space travel, Kenny, as far as to the moon?
A little bit.
How long does it take to get to the moon?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I've heard some of the guys at the station say that Kenny was a space cadet.
I think they had. I think they were talking about other things. I don't know.
All right. Let's do something that's a little easier. Let's take back the Panama Canal. You ready to take back the Panama Canal?
Yes.
Love it.
Okay, I'm ready.
I mean, it's almost like giving a car to your son and him never doing an oil change on it. You're just going to let him keep that? No, you got to take that back because he's not taking care of it.
Well, the worst thing is, here, Jimmy Carter sold it to Panama for a dollar, but there was you're right, they were supposed to keep up maintenance. And here, like Ronald Reagan said, we dug it. Okay, we built it. We lost a whole lot of men on that canal, digging that canal. And the deal was that we were supposed to get access to the canal, free access. Well, here,
fair treatment is the key.
Here they're charging the United us much more than they charge China.
Mm-hmm.
And now China's in down there, and so no, let's. I think we could take it back. I think I mean, we're in a really good position to take it back because we have four military bases there. Okay.
Yeah, and we'll just go right through the Gulf of America down to Panama.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Renaming the Gulf.
You see, with the Gulf of Mexico, for every mile along that Gulf that belongs to Mexico, on the other side of that is America. So we both have the very same amount of miles on that Gulf line, America and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not call it America?
And I'm sure we do more in maintaining everything that goes on throughout the Gulf than Mexico does. So, you know, we probably have more responsibility when it comes to it. So why not? We've got
it's a better name because Mexico still is America.
It is. It is
North America, yes. Central America.
We've got Brian in Dallas.
All righty. We'll let Dallas figure this out because they're closer to Mexico than we. Hey, Brian, you're in the air.
Hey, Kenny. I'm going to talk to Kenny and Stein. I'm going to let you take a break, Pastor. And when you get out of there, if you have some in your break room, get a hold. I'll just Google that for you. Look, try to get some. A coffee cup with some warm water and salt. It's what I was just reading about coming back from the dentist. So I'm going to talk to Kenny and Stein for a minute. You just sit back, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
God bless you. But, yeah, you're ahead of everybody again. On that Panama, I don't see why we shouldn't take it over if they don't want to abide by the rules from the initial thing as far as us helping them build it, and like Trump said, there's so many American lives lost building this, and if, you know, these other countries like China and these other ships and containers coming into the ports, if they're going to continue to overcharge us, they've already pretty much broken the rules, so kind of like what Stiles said, we should probably go ahead and grab it, because China's probably already in there trying to grab it, like Trump was saying this afternoon or this morning. And something else I wanted to bring up to you guys is I didn't see Biden or Kamala stand up probably, I don't even think, maybe one time. And especially when Trump was saying he wants to bring God back into everything. But I don't know if your listening audience noticed that, but it didn't seem like that they had stood up not once.
They stood up one time.
Kamala, not once.
They did, one time. And the only time that I saw that or that I noticed them standing up and clapping was when he mentioned the hostages getting released, that some of the hostages, and the only reason why they stood up and was clapping is because Biden's sitting there going, well, I was president when that happened, even though he had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, he's been taking credit.
Kenny, I don't know if he can get those executive orders signed quick enough. He's probably, you know, Trump, I mean, this guy, he's like the pastor. He, you know, you ask yourself if the pastor ever sleeps, because he's, you know, Ernie, he just keeps going and going and going, man. I think Trump's the same way, and it's going to be a cold wake-up for everybody in these other countries, too, and the people that are in this country illegally. After they see and hear all these executive orders that he's going to sign, he's probably going to break a record tonight, and it's going to be a big surprise for the news media by the end of this week how many he actually did sign.
I think the number's at 79. Is that correct?
One signature undid 80. I think it was 82 of Biden's executive orders at one time. And so
another thing is that he also said about male and female, there's only going to be two creations, like the beginning when Adam and Eve. There's not going to be three. There's not going to be three, male, female, and he anymore. And
the woke is dying. Praise God.
And the military, I don't know if he brought it up or not, but the taxpayers paying for those conversions for the soldiers to be converted, those sex changes, when Trump was in office the first time, he had stopped it. And then Biden came back and put it back in place where the federal government was going to fund these soldiers and even whoever wanted to have an altercation, whatever you want to call that, to be a he, she, or she, he, whatever they want to call these people, whatever they describe themselves as. But I believe he's probably going to stop that, too, far as, you know, the American taxpayers having to pay that.
Yeah, Brian, and I'm sure Trump is looking at it like this, that it's just a bad investment to begin with. Not only are you encouraging the mental illness, but you're also paying the money out of this and for these soldiers that you can't even use then, because they'll never be able to be deployed because they're always going to be on these medical on these medications, and they're always going to need that medical treatment for the rest of their lives. So it's just a bad investment from the get go. So that's going. That's going to be gone.
For this last 4 years, is this what it took for them to get elected? Is to say, hey, you know, we'll pay for your sex change. You know, we'll put tampon machines in the bathrooms. You guys and girls can play sports together. And I mean, is this what it took for them? Where did this? It just seems like this was it ran out on them. They just this time it just ran out. The voters, it's like Trump was saying, people have had enough, obviously.
Yeah, it was everything. I mean, they threw everything out there to try to get every single possible vote that they can. There was the anti-Trump. Everything was anti-Trump. And then it was Trump is against this, so we're going to be for it. And even if he didn't even come out against it, they would just say that he was against it for anything. And any kind of deviance that they can highlight, that's exactly what they were doing.
Well, you know, you have to go back to when he was, on the day that he was inaugurated, going back to in 2000, January 2017, the year, on January 20th, I was there when they had that protest. They claimed they had 1 million women there, okay, on the Women's March Against Trump. And that was one of the filthiest things I've ever seen in my life. Those you talk about the lowest grade women I ever saw, you know, out there in 40 degree weather, and you had the Muslim women who were covered to hair from head to toe, anti-Trump women, and then you had the Democrats women, and several of them were stood up there topless. They were topless on the stage. They had children carrying placards that said, with the F word, you Trump. And they had these 10 and 9 and 10-year-old boys and girls shouting out, F you Trump.
Okay? Jeez.
That ain't his worst part. So the march were up on right there up on in front of the Supreme Court. Then they went down to 4th Street, down there where you had the Art Museum West. And what happened was, we had our march there too, and our ladies, even though we had more actually than they did, our women knew to go to the bathrooms. You know, if it was too crowded there, then they would keep going down until they found, you know, other bathrooms. These women, even the women that worked there in the museum, were Democrats. Most all of them were Democrats. Okay. And yet they said they were so ashamed of the feminist movement, their own party, because when they came in, they jammed it and they couldn't get in the bathroom. They said some of them defecated out of anger right on the stairway.
Jeez.
Okay, and what they were doing this to, in disrespect to President Trump and the Christians, right on the stairways. And
unclean
there.
Women.
You talk about unclean, you're not kidding, they were unclean. Not only that, but they all wore what they call pussy caps. That's what they were called, pussy caps.
I saw the pictures.
Not only that, but they had these giant vagina outfits that they were, these pink outfits that they were in, and that with their heads sticking out in the middle of it, okay? And then, but I can't even, I can't say what was on the signs to some of them. You talk about filthy, just filthy. I talked to some bus drivers. They said they will never, ever, ever drive for them again because they said that the way they left the buses, it was just unbelievable.
Vile women.
Well, I mean, they have no regard for their own bodies. What makes you think that they're going to have any regard for the bus that they're in or the restrooms that they're, you know, using?
That's why Scripture refers to them as unclean. Those liberal women as unclean.
That's a whole another level of low class when it comes to wearing stuff like that. Or you got to have very low, a low standard, low caliber.
If we really get God back in schools and everything like Trump was saying, you're going to see a lot of stuff. I mean, you're going to see some light shining if God gets back in schools, God gets back into the law and order. We're going to see, I mean, with the ones that follow God, the ones that follow the Bible, the ones that, you know, we're not perfect. God says we're not.
Brian?
If it gets anywhere near where we need to get back, getting God back in schools, you're going to see some real defiance.
Brian, it's Aaron, right?
It's Brian.
No. You're talking to Pastor Kenny and Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Sty. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I just wanted.
Okay. I'm so used to talking with Sty, but God's powerful. His lights will blind you, and it's like a vampire, man. He doesn't like the light, and this is the society that this group that's led this country in the last 4 years. They've led everybody to the dark because people like to follow the dark, and it says in the Bible. And if God gets put back, if Trump really pushes this with God, like in Louisiana and Oklahoma, trying to put God back in the schools and stuff, you're able to see some real things happening in the near future.
Well, I mean, Trump's one man. He can't do this by himself. And so
we the people.
He is one who is out there to, you know, exhort us onward, and that's what this ministry has been about for 50 years, to exhort people to action, to be doers of the word, not just hearers only.
Yeah,
all right,
I think that from all this stuff with them allowing the he-she's, the playing the sports, and the conversions and all that, there's something really wrong, but it's not too complex. It's in the Bible. It's in the Word. It's in, you know, people's homes, moms, dads, fathers trying to raise their kids. And then you got a leader of a country saying, hey, yeah, you can go get a conversion, and the government's going to pay for it.
Yeah, I know.
I still can't believe we're even having these discussions.
Yeah, we got to move on, Brian. But listen, thanks for calling, my friend. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
The next thing that he was talking about was today. Today they started moving troops down to the border. They're going to use the military, going to use the army to seal our border.
Yes.
That's
state of emergency.
Can you believe that we're going to protect our own country? Now, let's think about what Joe Biden did. This guy, Trump is absolutely right when he said he's the worst president America ever had. He's the best president China ever had, but he's the worst one we've had.
Well, Brian was talking about shining some light. Let's shine some light on, pray for the Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and the rest of the law enforcement to expose who was really running this administration.
That Pam Bondi, I got to say, that woman is sharp. She really handled the left, really handled the communists.
She gave it right back to them. She wasn't taking anything from any of them.
No, she didn't. And I never seen a guy, even Slick Willie, can't hold a candle to Adam Schiff when it comes to lying. This guy don't know how to tell the truth. Okay, every time he opens his mouth, he gets caught lying. And you know, this whole idea that when they were trying to say, do you believe the election was stolen? Do you believe, in other words, anyone who who believes the election was stolen, then the media, like a pack of buzzards, is supposed to go all and attack them and this and that. Bondi answered that, I wish they'd ask me that, okay? I tell flat out, not only was the election stolen in 2020, that anyone and everyone who says it wasn't is a liar and there's no truth in them. Don't tell me. I saw with my own eyes the flip, okay? And you people know that. Like Trump said today, he said they tried it again. He said, believe me, and this is what we were on top of this. All year long, we've been showing people where they've been catching them here, catching them there, catching them. And so, and Trump was absolutely telling the truth today when he said that.
It was too big to rig.
Yeah. He
Praise
said,
the Lord.
He said it had to be too big to rig. And, you know, again, like I said, in that 2020 election, they come up with 12 million votes out of no place, 12 million votes that had no, that weren't attached to any human people, okay? And so.
Well, the problem is you got a lot of these establishment and deep state holdovers that are entrenched. So we got to root them out.
Well, yeah, you know, that's what happens. And when they leave these Congress and the senators, they leave their staff there and they just wait for the next person. The good news for us now, we have two Republican Ohio senators. We've got Ramaswamy going to be running for governor. So we're going to have, and we have Jim Jordan out there. Ohio's going.
Ohio's
more and more
trending.
Red. Yeah, it's trending
in the right direction.
Farther to the right, yeah, and that is good.
Now we got to get rid of the. Did you, Pastor, do you know there's over 80 hospitals in Ohio that are doing the sex change surgeries?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to stop that.
Okay. That's something for Geauga Right to Life, I think.
Yep. Okay. I don't think Geauga.
That's something we got to address.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but.
Defund.
Those stores that sell the death pill, too.
Mispriphazone or something like that.
There's several.
CVS.
CVS,
don't shop it.
Is one. Well, you got to go in and ask them, are you guys selling it? Because if you're selling it, tell me honestly, I'm not going to shop here.
That's right.
That's what people need to do. They need to go into the stores and tell people because the
and
people.
Tell them why.
People working at the stores will pass the word on and say, look, we don't want to sell this stuff here. And so, anyhow. Sealing the border. Trump said that was his number one issue. And actually, my number one issue would be to stop the baby killing. That's the number one. That's God's number one issue there. Okay? After the salvation issue, number one is to preserve the image of God. That's his. So what God's issues are should be our issue, huh?
We must protect and save the babies.
Alrighty. We're coming up to a break. The moment we come back from the break, we're going to take a look at how Biden was going out kicking and screaming, okay?
We also have Greg in Minnesota on hold, which we can get to after the break as well.
All righty. So we're going to be going to a break, and when we come back, we'll take Greg first.
All right, and if anyone else wants to call in, it's 888-677-9673.
Very good.
Okay, right. I'm almost a professional.
Yeah, well, you're getting there for sure.
Kind of.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away.
Fight the fire.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
how to have fun, anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.